You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Christy Hyler hosts a fantastic podcast called Own It. Christy, tell us more about the show.
Own It is all about celebrating women and non-binary advertising agency owners. We talk about buying out of the Boys Club of Advertising because less than 1% of ad agencies are owned by women.
And where can people subscribe?
You can find the podcast at untilyouownit.com. We're also on the Marketing Podcast Network at marketingpodcast.net. And of course, you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard her. Go subscribe.
Everyone, my name is Mae King Tsang, first name Mae King, and you are watching the FOMO Creator Show. FOMO means the fear of missing out, and in business, it's a good thing. So if you want to know how to sell out your next event, festival, conference, award ceremony, your book launch, your product or service, digital challenge, you have come to the right place. Now, today we've got the incredible Rachel Spencer with us. Now, let's bring her up onto the screen. Hello, Rachel. How are you?
Hello. Hi, I'm very good. Thank you. How are you?
I am very well. Well, I say I'm very well. You can see that I'm wearing a Rip Van Winkle hat on at the moment because it's a reminder to me that I need to go to sleep after I do this show.
I'm loving this. I was wondering what that hat was for, so thank you for sharing with me. But yes, you do need to rest.
Now, I think we've got a comment here at the moment. We have the fabulous Tim Lewis saying hello, and it's always lovely to see the fabulous Tim. All right. Now, at the start of the show, we always start with, who is Rachel Spencer? Now, who is Rachel Spencer indeed? Let's tell the world who you are and what you do, my lovely.
Hi, well, thank you very much for having me here. It's so good to be back. So I am a pet business visibility coach. I help people in the pet industry feel more comfortable and confident talking about the brilliant stuff that they do and help them with visibility. As you know, I know we're old friends now, but my background's journalism. And yeah, I started out helping people get press coverage. And now it's more around content marketing, visibility, and just feeling more comfortable talking about what they do, really, and shouting about what they do, because that's what we need to do, isn't it? And then I also have a dog-friendly holiday cottage, which we're going to be talking a bit more about today.
We definitely are. And we've got the fabulous Tim saying he loves your dog wallpaper.
Thank you, Tim.
Yeah. And we've got the wonderful Kerry as well, who's saying, glad you clarified that. I guess she's talking about the Rip Van Winkle hat. Now, I always like to bring my guests on, people that I know, people that I admire, people who are friends of mine. And so I do want to talk a little bit about how we met. So, Rachel, do you remember the first time we met?
Hello. Yes. So we were at Janet Murray's event. In fact, it's going back 4 years ago now. It was Build Your Online Audience. And you were telling people how to create FOMO at the beginning. And I was like, right, I've got to go and talk to this fabulous lady, because I know that people in my community, this is like totally like what they can do and what I just knew that they'd love you. So I know you talk about FOMO being the gap between social media and PR. And I was showing people how to get press coverage at the time. So you were like totally perfect for me. So I put my big girl pants on and ran over to you and got you to talk to me on a Facebook Live, which, as you can see, I'm holding my phone up there. And yeah, and then since then, we've been friends ever since, haven't we? So I'm so glad that I was brave and I ran over to you, because you were like, well, you were one of the speakers. So it was a bit daunting at the time. But now, obviously, we know each other really well, don't we? So I'm really sure that I did that.
And Kerry was just saying she absolutely loves that photo. Me too. It is a wonderful photo. But yes, and we've been friends ever since, like you said. I've appeared on your podcast. You've appeared on this FOMO Creator Show. Episode 5, actually, was the last time you appeared on this on the FOMO Creator Show. And I've also created a course for your pet business community, how to create FOMO for your pet business as well. So yes, we've been working with each other for a long time. Now, the next segment of this show is the ABCs of FOMO. So A is for authentic authority. So how do you show up on the socials, Rachel? How do you state that you are a leader in your field? Do you want to go through this newspaper clip with us?
I will do. And Kerry Jordan, if you are still watching, that brilliant photo of the two whippets on the bed is Kerry Jordan's photo. So I just want to give her. Oh, yeah. And they're also her dogs as well. So Bertie's on the bed. And Shadow is in the little yellow bed on the floor. So massive shout out to Kerry for this, because when I got the holiday cottage, which we'll talk about a bit later, one of the things I knew that would be really important was having really good brand photography, showing basically how dog friendly it was. Kerry's an old friend as well, as in we've been friends for a long time. And I knew we'd worked together before, and I knew that we're really close. So we've been on holiday together, and we've always chatted about, like, why don't dog-friendly properties have dogs in the photos? Like, they just have pictures of sofas and boring things, and we want to see the dogs. So I said, when I get this cottage, and I've been dreaming about it for years, me and Kerry have been talking about this for years. I said, I want to have dogs in the cottage, showing what people need to see. We want to see that you can have your dog on the bed in this cottage, and it doesn't have to stay in the kitchen and lie on a stone floor and all that, which a lot of dog friendly cottages do. So I wanted to show up on social media, and I wanted to let people, like, I've done social media for my coaching business for years, and doing it for the cottage is totally different. I want people to be able to feel what it's like for their dog to be in that cottage, and to see that their dog can go on the bed, or that their dog can cuddle up on the sofa, or that their dog can sit on the windowsill looking out. Do you know what I mean? So you know what this is, don't you? Like, it's FOMO, isn't it? I want them to look at this imagery and think, I want to go to that place because it looks really lovely, and your dog can go on the bed. So it's about the FOMO. And that article there that went in The Guardian, and I feel so thankful, because if I didn't have that image of the dogs like that that Kerry took, it wouldn't have been used like that. If it would have been one of my rubbish iPhone ones that I took, no way would I have had that publicity. And that's just the truth. So because I'd invested in photography at that point, there was no money in the bank, but I invested in that shoot with Kerry because I wanted to show up and help people really see themselves in, you know, enjoying my product, enjoying my property. And obviously to create that FOMO. So there's a few different strands to it, really. It's about investing in yourself, about getting things right, and about creating FOMO, and also just really showcasing your brand and what you're all about. And I'd never had a bricks and mortar business before, so I wasn't quite sure what I was doing. But I'm so glad, because I'd only been open for a matter of days. In fact, we opened the doors in July. We opened the doors in June, July, and that article went in, I think, in July. So, yeah. It was amazing. 15th of July it was published. So
amazing. And Kerry was just saying, thank you for that. And I think you've raised a really good point there. You know, with a bricks and mortar, you want to show, you know, the best parts of your, you know, your shop or your, you know, your business. And so by investing in a really good quality photographer like Kerry, if you've got a pet business, or any other photographer, it, you know, you want to draw people in. You want people to think, oh my goodness, what is this? I want to know more. I need to go to that shop. I need to buy. I need to stay at that hotel. And so by doing, you know, by investing in yourself, like you say, that's, you know, that's how FOMO works. So Tim was asking a question. FOMO on behalf of dogs?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, totally.
Absolutely.
Tim,
absolutely.
Have you got a dog? Yeah, listen, this is such a good point. It is like, it is FOMO on behalf of dogs, because it's like, I want my dog to be there. I want my dog to be on that beach. I want my dog to be on that sofa or eating those treats. Yeah. It is totally FOMO on behalf of dogs. I've not even started, Tim, so wait until you hear the rest of the stuff that I'm going to tell you for the dog FOMO.
Now, the next segment is best displayed with this screenshot, which is BTS. No, I don't mean this wonderful global K-pop sensation, but I mean behind the scenes. So, oh my goodness. Rachel, do you want to talk through these two fabulous, fabulous photographs?
Yeah. Okay. So on the left, we have Frank and Brenda. Shout out to Kerry Whitney, if you are watching. Kerry makes amazing bow ties for dogs and cats. Anyway, she's a friend of mine, and she's got a very big community. And these are her pugs, Frank and Brenda. And they went to stay in August. And they had a lovely time. And Frank, bless him, who's on the right, he has a spinal condition, so he has like wheels, so it's quite hard for him to go somewhere on holiday because he's basically paralyzed from like his front legs backwards. So Kerry, because she knows me, obviously, you know, knew she'd be able to relax and Frank would, you know, get everything that he needed and she wouldn't need to worry about, you know, about him not being on the sofa or, you know, anything that happened with him because he's got health challenges. So Kerry created loads of wonderful content of Frank on his wheels running around on the beach and them enjoying the treats and eating biscuits and raiding the treat jar and all that kind of thing. So that was Frank and Brenzo. They had a really lovely time, which was just so good to see. And Kerry, you know, Kerry's got a massive community of fellow pug owners. So she's Frank and Brenda's pug account on Instagram, I think, has got about 80,000, possibly more followers. And she's also got a brand as well. So, you know, she had a lovely time, and I also had the benefit of her audience seeing what my cottage is all about, which was amazing. And then the second picture is a little terrier called Gertie. Now, Winnie. You'll see around her neck that she has got a little nautical bandana. So every dog that goes to stay gets a little present to remind, like, you know, is a bit of a keepsake for the holiday. And that picture there is basically showing that this isn't one of those places where you go and you're going to get a big load of rules when you arrive saying no dogs on the sofa, no dogs in the bed, dogs must stay downstairs. You know, you'll be fined if there's dog hair anywhere and all this kind of stuff, which you do get at some dog friendly places, which is really, really frustrating. So that picture there, Kate took it. Kate is Winnie's human. Kate runs a directory called Dotty Four Paws, and she went to go and do a review of the cottage. And again, that's just perfect, showing that your dog can truly relax. It's a home from home. And again, and that is, you know, Kate's post, she did a blog post, loads of social media, that's generated bookings because people are seeing Winnie and they're like, I want my dog to be there. My dog's got FOMO.
I love this so much. Tim was actually saying that he doesn't have a dog. It wasn't a question so much of a statement, but he does know enough dog people. And
you,
Kerry was Kerry was saying that she loves Kerry's sweary bow ties. So they're a little bit sweary, are they?
Oh, they are very sweary making. Yeah, I'll send you the link. They are not for the faint-hearted.
And the fabulous Kerry is actually tagging the people that you're mentioning throughout this show, which is lovely. So Kerry Whitney and also Kate Taylor as well, which is ever so lovely. That's great.
Oh, thank you.
So the next segment of the show is create content for the lurkers. Now, I often talk about creating content for the lurkers because it doesn't matter how many fans, how many followers, how many connections you have. It's the lurkers that we're interested in. And we need to create content for the lurkers. Keep posting your videos, your testimonials, your photographs. Keep writing those blog posts because when the time is right for those lurkers, they will slide into your DMs. And And so this next section, I wondered if you wanted to walk through this particular screenshot, Rachel.
Yeah, so the first one, the Houndy screenshot on the left-hand side, this, I couldn't believe that. Basically, we were chatting about this before, weren't we? One of the things I've done, it's a brand new business, we only opened the doors in June, is I have worked with a number of very carefully chosen bloggers and influencers. This is a lady, the lady who runs Houndy is a lady called Adele Pember, and she's got a website called Dog Fur Endly. I'll link to it. I'll put the link below the video after we've finished talking. But she goes and reviews. It's a directory and it's all things dog, basically. It's all about dog-friendly travel. So I invited her to go and review it. And she went along with her two dogs and her little boy and her husband, and they had 5 days there back in August, and she did the most amazing review. She called it the UK's most dog-loving escape. Like, I couldn't believe
it. Wow.
I couldn't ask for any more than that. Now, I don't know if you can zoom in here, but that's got 8,700 views, and this is on a website that's like BuzzFeed for dogs. And with my lurkers, I guess how I create content for the lurkers is I showcase, I have on Instagram, I basically have highlights which will link to the lurkers content. I have highlights which link to things like this. So things like reviews. So I'll put it on my highlights and I'll put the link on there, because you put your stories on your highlights, don't you? And then if people are lurking, they can go and click on that review and read a really good, authentic review. It's all very well me saying, my cottage is lovely and take your dog there and have a nice time. But it's another thing, somebody like Adele, who's got, you know, she's got a brilliant community, saying that. So those lurkers might never engage with me, but they might go and look at Adele's site. And likewise, those lurkers might not even know who I am, but they might Google Dog Friendly Robin Hood's Bay and find that blog and other blogs that have been written about the cottage by other influencers. And then the other one is, this is from a lovely lady called Lisa with Hetty the Cockapoo. And we have a guest book there, and I share the comments from the guest book fairly regularly on social media, because again, it's just showing people what happens at the cottage and what it's like in somebody else's words rather than mine. And that, you know, that third party validation really helps. And I do have the thing, but I think, you know, you and me, making, we're on social media a lot, aren't we? And if we go somewhere, we put it on social media. And if we like something, we put it on social media. But I'm going to be honest and say, not many people do that. Like, I've only had this property for a short amount of time. The amount of people who go there and stay, they don't all do this, but they found me, and they've either found me via the internet or via social media, or they've just gone and simply booked from the cottage website, who also do a lot on social media. But not everybody raves about everything that they do like we do. Do you know what I mean? So all these people are booking, then maybe I've never really seen them on social media, but they probably have been lurking. And it's only when actually they've booked and then they may have messaged me or they've posted that I've known they've been lurking. I had this brilliant guy, I'll show you, there's a picture on the next slide, who brought his two dogs there. And I didn't know him. I do make a big effort to connect with people. Oh no, sorry, it's a bit further down the line. But I didn't know him before, but when he came, when he booked, he then shared a photo, and he's going to have been one of my lurkers, isn't he? And, you know, he lurked and then he saw the stuff that was going on, and then he booked in, and then he shared about his dogs, and it was like, wow, this is brilliant. I didn't know you before now, but now I do. And I now, you know, I now engage with him, and I know he's a big fan of the Bay, and he might become a repeat customer who I will really, really look after. So, yeah, we've got to remember, like, not everybody's like us. Most people just don't do the whole Truman Show thing, do they?
No, they don't. And so, you know, that's partly the reason why I created the FOMO Creator Show, just to teach people, you know, to, you know, bridge the gap between social media and PR by posting lots of photos, videos, you know, blog posts about what you do. Because if you don't shout out about, you know, what you do and how amazing you are, then no one will. And when you get those testimonials in, you know, showing those is really, really, is so, so important. And, you know, and people are focusing on the wrong things. They're focusing on the fact that, you know, their video didn't go viral, or they've only got 200 fans or followers, or, you know, this post only got 2 likes. But they're not thinking about the people who didn't like, didn't comment, didn't share, but they are there and they're the lurkers. Now, Tim wrote a really good point, which is a lot of lurkers you only hear about when they buy something from you. And it's absolutely right. You know, I found out the other day that one of my biggest clients, you know, they hired me because they saw my stuff that I was posting from another client that I was creating FOMO for. So it's really important as business owners to put, you know, put yourselves out there, get over your fears. You know, I've got cold sores today, ladies and gentlemen, yeah, exactly. And non-binary, and I'm still showing up. So, you know, you don't have to be perfect, you know, just put your stuff out there. And when the time is right, you know, your lurkers will slide into your DMs. And Kerry also agrees with what Tim was saying as well. So let's bring up that next picture then, Rachel. So another piece of content that you've created for your lurkers. Do you want to go through and explain this a little bit more detail?
Okay, so this is proper FOMO, isn't it? So when I was talking about Tim, you know, when you were saying about the FOMO docs, this is like the welcome pack. Now, to be fair, I don't give all of my clients this level of welcome pack. This was an influencer one, because it would cost more than the breaks do. But here we've got, this is Maya, the Cocker Spaniel. In my welcome packs, I have a postcard. They have doggy gifts, doggy treats you can see over there. And then these were for the humans. And then the idea of that, again, is just that's user generated content. That was one of the posts from the influencer. The idea of that is just showing that you're going the extra mile. So you're not going to rock up and, you know, have nothing in a welcome. Like, most places don't even have a welcome pack, do they? You know, you're going to arrive and you're going to really have the red carpet treatment for your dog. So if you are, like, one of the hashtags I use is, you know, dog red carpet, because that's what we give. And then this is, you know, the caption as well is really, the caption's really good for the lurkers. And again, this lady's got a really big audience. She said it really is one of the most dog-friendly places we've stayed in. Think sleeping in the big bed, a toy box that contained tug toys and balls, a big biscuit tin. Not only that, the cottage is only a minute walk from the pub. So, like, that's proper FOMO, isn't it? And,
Love it.
If you're lurking and thinking, okay, what's the difference between this cottage and the other ones? Well, that's telling you, isn't it? And then you obviously got the picture as well, so...
Absolutely love that. Tim is just wondering whether I'm actually going for Bongella sponsorship. Maybe, or a bit of Zavirax, maybe, Compeed. Any of them, honestly, I don't mind.
No, don't make a laugh.
And Tim says, I always forget about the real power of gift giving in terms of FOMO. Yeah, absolutely. Giving a gift and then getting the influencer to post onto the socials, you know, it really draws people in. So I think what you did there was incredible. But Rachel, you know what you're doing, which is why you're on the show and you're telling other, you know, pet-friendly hotels how to run a pet-friendly hotel and how to create that sense of FOMO, that fear of missing out. Now, this next segment is probably best described by this fabulous video. Back to the FOMO. I just want to thank Mark from Pocket Video School for that fabulous, fabulous video. So let's talk about this next segment then. We want more FOMO epic pictures, which we've got here, Rachel. I mean, oh my goodness. I mean, my heart's just melting right now.
Mine is as well.
Let's talk a little bit about these fabulous photographs. Oh, my goodness.
I know. They're so cute, aren't they? So,
yes.
Right, okay. I'm going to go round clockwise. So this is Gertie showing off. I mean, she's dead well behaved, this little dog. She's lovely. This is Kate Taylor's Gertie, and she is showing off the welcome pat there, posing beautifully. So Kate is, she has a lovely dog-friendly directory and blog, and she works really hard on the photography. It's gorgeous. So I've also got this great user-generated content as well. Kate's given me all these photos I can use, written me a lovely review. So absolutely over the moon with this. Then we've got Frank and Brenda again, having a lovely time on the beds. Again, like, this is all just showing, yes, your dog can go on the bed. And that's all we want to know as dog owners. Me and Kerry Jordan, we went away about this time last year, and we booked this dog-friendly place. And it was really nice and everything. It said, oh, dog-friendly this, dog-friendly that. And then we read the small print, and it said, oh, they're not allowed upstairs, not allowed on the furniture. And Kerry was like, oh, my God, we can't go there. And I said, oh, well, let's just take some froze and it'll be fine. Anyway, that's what you get most of the time. Whereas here we've got Frank and Brenda on the beds, and you know, they're just having a lovely time. Then we've got Winnie. I keep getting Winnie and Gertie mixed up. Winnie on the bed, in the bed, she's allowed in the bed, having a lovely time. Look at her face. So if you use that photo. The other thing about working with influencers and getting content like this is they give the images to you and you can use them loads. So I've used that picture for, you know, listen up pups, you can come and stay in Robinhood's Bay and sleep on the bed. And the pictures are so good, they can really help tell a story. This is a gorgeous spaniel called Lucia. She's another influencer, again, just gorgeous photography showing her enjoying being able to be on the couch. And now this one, right, this is Dennis Dog Robinson, the one who I was talking about before, where I hadn't engaged with him, or didn't know him off social media, but he obviously booked because he'd read about the cottage and been a lurker, I think. And then, right, so we get the booking, and it's the booking forms are like, basically our T's and C's are one large dog like a Labrador, or two small dogs like, you know, like these two little ones, or Frank and Brenda, or like two cross spaniels. Anyway, I think these two, I thought they were going to be small, so I left a small dressing gown out for them both, because that's the other thing, right? Tim was saying about FOMO for dogs. The dogs have dressing gowns. So if they go on the beach and they come in muddy or sandy, they put the dressing gowns on, and it protects them and the furniture. They get dry and it keeps the cottage clean. We have a feeding station with bowls. So if they forget the dog bowls, they've got that. We've got a toy box with toys in for them. And then we also have like a lead station on the wall where you can hang all your leads up and your dog walking bag, so everything's tidied away. So those two, I'd left out the wrong size dressing gowns for them. It just really made me laugh. But now I know that the dogs are a bit bigger than the little terriers, so I can leave out the right size dressing gowns. That is FOMO. Like, people get the blooming FOMO because they see the dressing gowns and they're like, oh my gosh, that is such a good idea. So
they absolutely do, and I love that. That is so wonderful. Now, Rachel, it's been amazing talking to you. You know, you've just given some great ideas on what other pet businesses, pet business hotels can do in order to generate that FOMO buzz and excitement, get people booked in. Now, we actually had a bit of a chat about this just before we hit the record button, because you are a great believer in using influencers. You know, for the cynic amongst us, we might be thinking, influencer? I mean, what impact does that have? And I just want to unpack that a little bit, just because, you know, if you had a budget of, I don't know, I'm just going to throw an amount in the air, and, you know that you've got a few weeks where in your hotel, you haven't got any bookings as yet. You know, what is the advantage of bringing an influencer in, if you've got a budget of, say, I don't know, £300-£500, rather than using advertising, for example? I mean, why did you go down the influencer route to try and get more bookings, and what impact did that make?
I knew it would work because I've got, so I've a bit of background, I've got a pet blog of my own and I do dog friendly travel reviews. So I have been, it feels weird saying I am an influencer, but I am. Like, I've got an award-winning pet blogs and it's in the top 10 UK pet blogs. So I knew it from the other side. And basically, whoever, if anyone's watching, listening, whatever product, whatever business you have, whether it's a holiday cottage or, you make a product or you have a service, I always encourage my clients to work with journalists and influencers so they can experience what you offer, because we can say how great we are, or you know, that we've got dog dressing gowns or we've got biscuit jars or whatever till the cows come home, but somebody else saying what their experience is so much more powerful. So with me, I got that cottage in, I got the keys in April, I opened the doors in June for bookings, and you know, it was dead. Like there was no one, we didn't hardly have any bookings. I had six bookings when I got the keys. And I just thought, I know I'm going to go for it. That cottage is sitting there. No one's going there. It hadn't been dog friendly before, but I knew. And I'll be honest and say, a lot of the things I've talked about here, like the dog dressing gowns and the dog beds and the dog treat bowls and the lead station, people were like, oh, that's too over the top. You're going to put people off. You know, what you silly Rachel doing all these things. But I was like, no, I know that my people will really like this. So I knew which influencers I wanted to work with. I knew Kate anyway, we've been friends for years. I knew Adele, she'd been a client. I knew Sal from Wolf Wag Walk, and there was a few others who I have worked with. And I knew they were right. And the other thing I would say for people working with influencers is I'd only give away if I'm inviting someone to go and review. That review, even if it's only for a weekend, is worth at least £300 by the time, like what you would have made if there was a booking, then the cleaning and the turnarounds, and then the gifting as well. So it's, I'd say like 350. I know that because I'm giving away something valuable, I don't then have to pay the influencer because I'm having something that's worth £350. The other thing I would say, because I or you, whoever's listening or watching, if you are giving away something of value, I would work with influencers who have a website, who will write about your product on their website and social media. So I wouldn't just do social media on that, you know, unless it's like, I don't know, Mrs. Hinch or something. If you are working with, I'd ever work with micro to medium influencers who will write a comprehensive piece of long form content about your product on their website. That they are my rules. And like I say, I'm giving away something that's worth a decent amount of money and that's a real experience. And I really look after them and make sure they have a brilliant stay. And, you know, so that would be my advice. And I would definitely do that over spending money on adverts, because it is because of that PR side of things. You can say how great you are, but you want. And the other thing that I do with mine is like with Sal with the Spaniels, if someone inquires and says, oh, I've got two Spaniels, I want to come and stay, I'll send them the link from Sal's review. So I'll say, oh, really pleased that you've got in touch. Your dogs look gorgeous. Yes, we're really dog friendly. We'd love to have them come and stay. If you want to see what it's like for Spaniels, have a read of this. If someone's got pugs, I can say, oh, really glad that you love the look of the cottage. I've got a video here with Kerry with the pugs. If someone's got whippets, I can say, you know, my friend Kerry stays with the whippets. If they've got terriers, I can say, here's Kate from Dossy Four Paws. This is what she wrote. She came to stay with her two terriers and what it was like for that breed. I've also had Adele has got a little boy as well. She's got a Chihuahua and a Romanian Rescue. So with her, she'd written about how a little boy got on. So I can, if someone's got a little boy, got small children, then I've got that. And I can say, oh, you know, if you're looking for things to do with small children, there's a write up here where Adele talks about, you know, the kind of things that she did with her little boy and her dogs. So again, you people are reading someone else's experience, which is positive, and they're like, oh, you know what, that's just give me that final nudge to book. And it does work. Like, it does work. I've only just started doing this, and a bit of me feels like, oh god, I'm attempting fate here, but I'm trying the things that I encourage my clients to do, and it has worked so far, so touch wood. Yeah.
Do you know what? And I absolutely love what you said, Rachel, because you are your own client. And I feel that a lot of people who have pet business hotels are their own client, because they, you know, they love pets and they love adoring their pets and looking after them and so on. So you were trying things out that, you know, as a customer, if you were a customer and you saw that from someone, you would absolutely love that as well. So I think that's sorry, I'm coughing here. I think there's just so many fabulous lessons that people can learn from this episode. And if I can just show what Tim has written, he says he, excuse me, he strongly believes influencer marketing can be really successful, but it's really vital to pick the right influencers, which is what you said, Rachel, those who actually have influence to your target audience. And you're absolutely right there, Tim. Kerry says, love that you had conviction, Rachel. The people who are naysayers are not dog people who know the industry. Absolutely. And the final comment that Kerry had made was that that was really good advice about the blog as well. So encouraging the influencers to write a write a blog about their stay. I mean, that's just absolute gold. And of course, if you advertise, you know, once the budget's run out, that's it; it's disappeared. Yeah. But an influencer's blog post is forever. So that's a really good point you've picked up there, Kerry. And again, another comment she's added there. It's also a great way of repurposing to potential clients. So thank you for all of your comments there, Kerry and Tim. Really appreciate that. I don't know if there was anything else that you wanted to add just whilst I have a little cough, Rachel.
Yeah, I was just going to say, so just on the... because it is a bit FOMO, and it means that Making can have a cough. The reason why I do a lot of the things that I do is because the holiday cottage company that we work with, called Baytown, Sam and Sean, the brilliant. I was on their mailing list, and I followed them on social media. So they do these FOMO inducing posts, and they're really good. And I'd be sitting there, you know, watching telly on a Wednesday night with Tommy and Patch on the sofa. And I'd have a look at Instagram, and something would pop up and it would say, oh, you know, Bay Cottage, or, you know, Cozy Cottage, or whatever, another cottage in the village before we had ours. It's available this weekend. It's £225. Send us a direct message if you fancy staying. And I'd be like, or Tom, it'd be the other way around. Tommy would see it and he'd be like, oh, what do you reckon? We've not got the kids this weekend. Should we go? And I'd be like, yeah, come on, let's go. Let's message them and we book in. So I learned from them as well. And then they are huge. They are so supportive, like massive shout. I know I've done a big shout out for Kerry, but also massive, massive shout out for Sam and Sean from Baytown, because they're just so brilliantly supportive. And I do a lot of work to get the cottage out there with, you know, influencers. And they actually helped us get the Guardian article via a contact of theirs. So we work together. And I think sometimes, there's so much extra work you can, even if you have a cottage and you work with a company who do the marketing for you, if you do some work yourself, you can just really ramp it up and really make a difference. And that's what I really had to go for it with this cottage. I've got to make it work. I've got to have it busy. I need to bring the money in. You know, it's not like I'm some princess who can just have it as my own holiday home. It has to work. So I work with them and they're just brilliant. So if anyone else has got a cottage and they kind of do work with an agency, there's so much you can do yourself and work together. And yeah, it's good.
No, that's lovely. And Kerry's just tagging Baytown Holiday Cottage and thanking them as well. Now, the last segment of the show is FOMO promo and FOMO shout out. So this is really for anybody who took part today. So we've got the fabulous Tim, the fabulous Kerry. If you wanted to, but no obligation if you prefer not to, but I would absolutely love it if you would, just jot down another LinkedIn comment and tell the world who you are and what you do, and I'll give you a bit of a shout out at the end. But in the meantime, before we do that, whilst we wait for those comments coming in, you wanted to give a shout out to Baytown, and this is their website, isn't it?
Yeah. So baytownholidaycottages.co.uk. If you go onto the website, you will be able to find all the cottages, and you'll be able to find mine as well. And funnily enough, my cottage is like one of the cheapest in the village as well. So, you know, really reasonable. And you can go there if you haven't got a dog as well, just to add. Just have a lady called Lynn who went there who doesn't have a dog. And the Baytown cottage people do such a brilliant job of cleaning that she said, you'd never even know there'd been a dog in the place. And they pack away all of the dog paraphernalia as well. So if you haven't got a dog, you can still go, you're allowed. So yeah, Baytown are just brilliant. And if you are thinking of a stay in Robnutt Bay, they really look after you. So do go and check them out. It's a gorgeous, lovely place on the Yorkshire coast.
Fabulous. Now, if people wanted to get FOMO about Sunnyside Cottage, where can they find you?
So I am on Facebook and Instagram at Sunnyside Cottage RHB. And I'm also on TikTok, but I've only done two videos so far because I'm 47 and I don't know how to do TikTok, but I'm trying. I'm going to go and try and do another one after we've finished talking because I've been very bad at my TikToking. But yeah, mostly Facebook and Instagram.
Oh, well, I'm 50, Rachel, this year. So, and I'm trying TikToking and it's hilarious. One of my best performing TikToks at the moment is of Twinkle, my one-eyed stepcat, of course.
Of course.
Let's see. We've got the fabulous Kerry, who is just explaining who she is. So Kerry Jordan is a commercial pet photographer, and she helps pet brands captivate their ideal clients by creating stunning commercial photography and content. Isn't that fabulous? And we've just had all throughout the show fabulous examples of the incredible work that she does. We've also got the fabulous Tim, and he says, right now I'm getting much more into doing video editing and video effects and travel YouTube work, plus two live shows, Book Chat Live and Oh No, Not Another Live Show. And we've just got a couple of comments as well. Triona. Hello, Triona. She says, just arrived. What have I missed? Oh, you've missed an absolute treat. You'll have to come back and watch the replay, Triona. But the fabulous Rachel's just explaining how she has been creating FOMO for her recently launched pet business, which is a bricks and mortar. So lots for us to learn from her. And Kerry was just saying, congratulations on your SBS win, by the way, making. Oh, thanks. Yeah, that was incredible. So SBS, for those of you who are unaware, is the brainchild of the fabulous entrepreneur. Oh, my goodness. I've forgotten his name. Rachel, help me out.
Theopathetis. I can't say his name either.
Theopathetis. Perimenopausal brain. I apologise, Theo. Sorry. And he has a fabulous community on a Sunday on Instagram, on Twitter to help small businesses. And so you can post you know, a photograph or a video explaining who you are, and then your random, you know, and then depending on you know, all the entries, they'll have a look and they'll see who's a winner. And I was a winner early this year, which is great. It was all because of Rachel's help, and there's a few other people who helped me on giving me ideas and tips on what to do. I entered first time, and I won, so which was great. Tim was saying he had to put a time limit on his TikTok app on his phone, not from creating, but from watching. Yes. It's quite easy to go down those TikTok rabbit holes, isn't it? And he carries on by saying, I've done as many travel YouTube videos lately as Rachel has done TikTok videos. Oh, that's brilliant. And Triana was just saying she loves the idea of a pet business coach. So there we are. Well, it's just been absolutely fabulous talking to you, Rachel. Absolutely incredible. I'm sure that you're going to continue to give us a lot more FOMO with your TikToks and your Instagram and your Facebooks as well. This has been the FOMO Creator Show. I am your host, Making Sang, first name May King. And if I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
This podcast is heard along the Marketing Podcast Network. For more great marketing podcasts, visit marketingpodcasts.net.